It's 7:04. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. Winds could hit upwards of 85 miles per hour today along the Front Range. That's as strong as a Category 1 hurricane, and it means increased risk of wildfire because it's been so warm and dry. Lisa Hidalgo is chief meteorologist at Denver 7.
What we're getting is from the Pacific Northwest, you get a lot of good rain, good moisture coming in, and it gets trapped by our northern and central mountains. Down across the plains, we end up just getting the windy weather from it, very little moisture.
Fire weather warnings are expected today from Colorado Springs to the Wyoming border. Xcel Energy could cut power to around 50,000 customers ahead of the winds. Those include people in Boulder, Clear Creek, Jefferson, Larimer, and Weld counties. A bill that will help finish a clean water project in southeastern Colorado passed the Senate and is headed to the president. The bill addresses the increasing cost of finishing the Arkansas Valley Conduit. Democratic Senator Michael Bennett.
Cutting local costs by lowering the interest rate and providing more flexible repayment terms. This is a common sense solution to ensure that southeast Colorado can afford safe and reliable drinking water.
Republican Representative Lauren Boebert led the bill through the House. The delegation has worked for years in a bipartisan fashion to get the final piece of the Frying Pan Arkansas project completed. It was originally signed into law by President John Kennedy. An initiative to increase penalties for possessing and selling fentanyl will officially appear on the Colorado ballot next November. The Secretary of State's office announced Tuesday the ballot measure submitted by the conservative nonprofit Advance Colorado has enough valid signatures to qualify. Supporters say it would help curb the spread of fentanyl and prevent deadly overdoses. Critics, including substance use disorder advocates, argue harsher penalties haven't worked in the past and just criminalize people struggling with addiction. You're listening to KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. It's 7:06.